ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be addressing a very important and significant question. And that question is regarding a subject related to the Day of Resurrection. As you know, one of the designations and names of the Day of Resurrection is the Day of Regret, Yawm al-Hasrat. This designation, this name, has been alluded to in the Holy Quran in many places. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, warn them of the day of regret, when the matter will be decided while they are yet heedless and do not have faith. And in another place in the Holy Quran, we read the following. God says, lest anyone should say, alas for my negligence in the vicinage of Allah, in the vicinity and proximity of Allah. Indeed, I was among those who ridiculed. In any case, this is one of the designations of the Day of Resurrection. So the question we want to ask today is this. Who is the person? Everybody will have some form or some level of regret on the Day of Resurrection, because, you know, there's nobody in this world who is perfect, except for the prophets and the and their successors, the Imams, alayhi salam. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has sinned. So obviously, everybody will have some form or some level of regret in the hereafter. But the question we want to address today is this. Who is the person who will have the most regret or the greatest regret on the day of resurrection? Fortunately, we have an answer to this question in the form of a hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This is interesting because in some hadith, we have the Prophet was, you know, once asked about the day of resurrection. And in response to this, he took his hands and he placed his two index fingers, the index finger of his left hand and the index finger of his right hand, and he paralleled them with one another. He joined them with one another and said, the day of resurrection and me are like these two fingers. Ana wasa'at kahatain. And he showed the people like this. This indicates the fact that, he had a great knowledge and acquaintance of the occurrences that will take place on the Day of Resurrection. So there's no person better to answer this question than the Holy Prophet. In this hadith, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, says the following, the person with the most intense remorse on the Day of Resurrection will be the man who sold his hereafter for the world of others. Inna ashadda an-nas nadamatan yawm al-qiyamah rajulun ba'a akhiratahu bidunya ghayrih. A person who, not only did he, a person who sells his hereafter for his own world is a wretched man, but a person who sells his hereafter for the world and the success of the world of the other people is even worse. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the person with the most regret in the hereafter, in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.